This is the Wake Up Rundown from News 10 ABC. Good Thursday morning, everybody. It is February 27th, and I'm Jess Briganti with your Storm Tracker forecast. Oh, it's a messy morning no matter where you're waking up, but a different mess. It's rain in the Capital District, changing over to snow from the Adirondacks, through the Mohawk Valley, even into the Catskills. As colder air is coming in with a cold front, it'll knock us down. We don't have warming temperatures in Albany. We have colder air coming in through the afternoon as those temps fall. What else is happening is we have this low pressure system. It's going to shift to our north. That means we dry out in Albany already by the end of the morning, early afternoon. But the snow continues to pick up to the north and northwest as the storm lifts, and that will mean more accumulation this morning into many parts of the north and northwest. I'd say Saratoga Springs northward, you could get a quick little slick coating or two, higher amounts of a few inches into the Adirondacks. That's this morning. As the afternoon goes on, behind this cold front, man, those winds pick up. The winds will be gusting between 40, 50 plus miles per hour. And with this reinforced cold air coming in behind the front, we get lake effect. It is going to set up shop over northern Herkimer, Hamilton counties, right through the Tug Hill. That's where, because the lake effect snow today through tonight into tomorrow, it sets up well to the north and northwest. You're going to be measuring it in several inches to a few feet worth of snow. But here in the Capital District, we dry out. It is a very big difference from the snow of the lake effect well to our north versus just drying out and having the winds here in Albany. We're dry Friday, maybe a few flurries, otherwise just windy, cold with a high of 33. We could still have a few flurries here in Albany Saturday with a high of 28, but I think we finally get some sunshine by Sunday, and then next week looking to already bounce back to the 40s, if not near 50, by Tuesday into Wednesday. Overall today, just remember, any travel through the Adirondacks, it's going to be treacherous, if not near impossible, once those blizzard conditions get going. Later today into tonight, those winter weather advisories will expire because they're upgraded to a blizzard warning from 10 o'clock this morning until 4 o'clock tomorrow when you go through northern Herkimer, Hamilton counties, into the Tug Hills. Just take it slow if you've got travel to the north, otherwise no problems locally, but we'll watch it closely and bring you updates. Here's a look at today's headlines.
In the news today, the New York State DEC and Department of Health holding a public information session tonight after people in the Rensselaer School District received a letter from the Dunn landfill. Now, this comes amid ongoing concerns about that landfill's potential impacts to the nearby Rensselaer Junior Senior High School. Many parents receiving the letter said it did not address their concerns. That meeting goes from 5:30 to 7:30 this evening in the school's cafeteria.
Local high school seniors will learn the importance of voting and being involved in politics. The students are from 20 upper-level social studies classes at Albany High School. Today, members of the League of Women Voters will teach the students about voting and politics. The high schoolers, who are 18 years old, will have the opportunity to register to vote. The 2020 presidential primary, just 2 months away. To be allowed to vote in that election, New Yorkers must be registered to vote by April 3rd.
And to other news, college students and staff from across New York will be in Albany today for Higher Education Action Day. The advocates are expected to call on state lawmakers to increase funding for state schools across New York. The event begins at 11 this morning at the Empire State Plaza.
And hey, if you're a fan of the New York State Fair, today's the day. Online flash sale, one day only today, $2 admission tickets available online. Get them while you can, because once they go on sale regularly, they go up a buck to $3, and they'll be $5 at the gate. Again, online today only, $2 admission to the Great New York State Fair. Not a bad deal.
And details are out now about the upcoming Hannaford Kids Expo at the Empire State Plaza. It will be Saturday, March 7th. There will be meet and greet opportunities with characters from Star Wars and an interactive live show with the Smurfs. There will also be a ninja lab and reptiles, and the ice rink will be open for free skating as well. Admission is free.
And time now for this morning's Giving on 10, and we're highlighting an effort from two local yoga studios to raise money for a great area organization.
So this Sunday, studio owners and staff members of Good Karma Yoga Studio in Albany and Lilananda Yoga in Burnt Hills will hold their first Raise the Roof Yogathon. It's open to the public, $20 per person. All proceeds benefit Things of My Very Own, a wonderful organization that provides crisis intervention services to at-risk youth and families. Raise the Roof Yogathon begins at 4 in the afternoon on Sunday the 1st at Good Karma Studio here in Albany.
Terrific. Let us know how people are helping others where you live. All you have to do is send us the information and some photos or a little video to news@news10.com or put it on social media.
Do you enjoy starting the day with a wake-up rundown? If so, do us a favor and take a second to rate the podcast and leave us a review in iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It helps other people find the show, and it makes sure that you're subscribed to get each morning's episode automatically downloaded into your feed. For more of the stories in today's podcast, head to news10.com or Wake Up with 10 on air every weekday morning starting at 4:30.